You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The big, beautiful bill is now law. President Trump signed the domestic tax and spending bill on Independence Day. It's expected to add trillions to the national debt while slashing spending on food assistance programs and Medicaid. Shelley Pittman tells us more.
Though the law doesn't name Planned Parenthood, reproductive rights advocates say it could still have a major impact by blocking Medicaid reimbursements to any nonprofit health provider that offers abortion services.
The congressional bill that would defund Planned Parenthood would make Planned Parenthood essentially a prohibited entity, meaning it could not seek reimbursement from Medicaid for services like contraception care, gender-affirming care, STI treatment, testing, cancer screening. And the list goes on and on.
Michelle Velasquez, Chief Strategy Officer at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, speaking last week following a state Supreme Court ruling that found a 19th century abortion ban no longer applies in Wisconsin. Medicaid funding for abortion services has long been limited under the Hyde Amendment, but this new law, if interpreted as advocates fear, would go further, barring Medicaid payments to clinics that offer abortions, even if a patient is seeking unrelated care.
So the estimate nationally from the Planned Parenthood Federation is that about 200 Planned Parenthood health centers across the country would likely close.
Nationally, Planned Parenthood served 2 million patients last year. Just 4% of its services were abortion-related. Most were for STI testing and treatment, contraception, and other reproductive health care. In Wisconsin, 54% of its revenue came from Medicaid, according to its 2022-2023 annual report. Planned Parenthood operates 21 clinics across Wisconsin. Only three provide abortion services.
U.S. House Republicans passed their budget bill over the holiday weekend. Joanne Krulotz tells us more on what this will mean for working families.
The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance.
And average gas prices fell nearly 4.5 cents over the past week, with an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents cheaper than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Officials at Gas Buddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger than expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer.
And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is offering free RFID identification tags for cattle and bison this summer. The DATCP has a limited supply of the RFID tags and expects them to be available until around late September. The tags were supplied by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They can be ordered in multiples of 1,000, and there is a 5,000 tag limit. Memorial services have been sent for a fallen Milwaukee officer. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
Funeral arrangements have been announced for Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder. He died Sunday after being shot in the line of duty 1 week ago today. Visitation will take place Friday, July 11th at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. The funeral service will follow. Officer Corder will be laid to rest at Wisconsin Memorial Park. An MPD honor guard will stand watch until his burial.
And on Thursday, a man drowned in the town of Green Valley. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a man who had jumped into the water near Lisa's Landing boat launch and did not resurface. This was by the bridge on County Road S, which closed the road as law enforcement, fire, and EMS all searched for the 33-year-old male. 2 hours later, they found the body, and he was pronounced dead on the scene. And on Sunday afternoon, a crash in West End closed down lanes on Camp Phillips Road near Highway 29, where two cars were seen smashed and scattered, with one in the lawn of Stein Eye Center. No other information has been released at this time. And fireworks and fires. They can land on roofs of buildings, in trees, or light up the trash can, or your kid's hand. Lisa Hale explains.
Average of 31,000 fires started across the U.S., 3,500 structure fires, 26,000 outside fires.
Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Those sparklers burn at over 1,200 degrees and account for about 30% of firework injuries for kids under 5. Boaters are on the front lines of keeping Wisconsin's waters in balance. Stuart J. Waddles has more on how the DNR is trying to aid in the effort.
The Great Lakes Landing Blitz will be in effect. The process has volunteer inspectors at boat landings statewide through July 13th, teaching boaters how to spot and stop the spread of invasive species.
They're pretty small organisms, so it is challenging to see them because they're translucent. They're kind of clear, but technically you can see them with the naked eye if you look very closely because they'll often clump together with their neighbors and friends and make these kind of gummy, waddy clumps on fishing lines or fishing nets. But it'd be very easy for boaters and anglers to not see them floating in the water or floating in their live well.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
And so whether you're kayaking or canoeing or fishing on the lake, making sure that you're looking at all of your fishing equipment, your boat that you're using, your gear, any other equipment that you're just enjoying, if you're not out fishing for the day, removing anything attached.
And the Department of Natural Resources is reminding us to help update the beach list. It's to keep people safe and informed on Wisconsin waters. They want to know things like the status of boat launches and bacteria levels. That information is then added to the beach list to give everyone all the information that you need before you go ahead and cool off in the water. Now, you can submit this info right on the DNR's website. And the higher temperatures and increased sunlight in the summer months encourage and spike these algae blooms, and so does standing water. So remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids, pets, and even livestock away. Can cause nausea, vomiting, and may progress to something more serious. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the 3rd on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field, that'll get a run in plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a 3-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the 5-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only 2 of the 7 Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 78. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.